This is the Interesting Facts Roundup for the week beginning July 1st, 2007. And we started the week by looking at emergency ambulance calls in the UK. That has its own podcast on the blog. Sticking with the topic of health, wet AMD, age-related macular degeneration, is the leading cause of sight loss in the UK, affecting about 250,000 people. There are 26,000 new cases each year. If that's not bad enough, in the UK, it's normal for a person to be allowed to go blind in one eye before any treatment is given. Maybe this is more of a shocking fact. Another shocking fact is about two interesting people, Tony and Sherry Blair. Tony Blair proposed to Sherry while she was cleaning the loo. How romantic. And he probably snores. In fact, 3/4 of Britons snore. And if hubby is anything to go by, 100% of them deny snoring. Of course, snoring could be considered noise pollution, but normal pollution kills 750,000 people in China every year. An environmental report has allegedly found that outdoor air pollution levels in Chinese cities cause 350,000 to 400,000 premature deaths each year. Poor indoor air kills another 300,000 people, and more than 60,000 die due to poor quality water. Researchers estimate that pollution will cost China as much as 5.8% of its GDP, gross domestic product, or about $160 billion a year. The cost of progress seems too high to me. But we'll move from China to the Niger Delta, which has its own problems. According to the BBC, of the 800 Britons registered as living in the Niger Delta, 33 have been kidnapped in the past year. The percentages are staggering. The most recent case, where a 3-year-old British girl was kidnapped, shows how bad it's become. She was the third child to be kidnapped in the last 6 weeks. Luckily, she was reunited with her parents after being freed by her kidnappers, but they had held her for 4 days, during which time the family went through hell. And finally, something a bit lighter. Women versus men, or men versus women if you prefer. Women are no more talkative than men. But they use more personal pronouns, he, she and I, while men talk more about things, so use a, an and the more. And no surprises there then, the car, the computer, the football. And that's it for this week. Thanks for listening and remember, learning something new is good for the brain.